How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Headline, Reuters. North Korea fires 23 missiles. One landing off South Korean coast for the first time. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host. And we welcome David Maxwell of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies to comment on this story, North Korea's provocative behavior in these last hours, and especially a fresh report from the National Security Council, the spokesperson John Kirby, that North Korea is covertly supplying Russia with artillery, using cutouts in the Middle East and Africa to disguise the shipments. David, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. First, the missile firings. North Korea has fired so many missiles. Is there something fresh here that is especially threatening? And then your comment on the artillery shells is welcome. Good evening to you, David.
Good evening, John and Gordon. First, let me say that we should not fear these actions by North Korea. South Korea and the United States continues to respond with increased military readiness exercises and demonstrating a superior military capability to any capability that North Korea possesses. The reasons for these provocations could be about five or six different reasons. I will start off with one of desperation. And I say that because Kim Jong-un's strategy of political warfare and blackmail diplomacy is failing. He is unable to coerce South Korea, the United States, and the international community into giving concessions. That is really, I think, what these actions indicate. He is under enormous pressure internally from his elite, from his military, and from the population because he has prioritized the development of nuclear weapons and missiles at the expense of the people. They have sacrificed and are suffering. He needs an external threat to justify their sacrifice and suffering. So these provocations support that. But I really think that he is in desperate straits because the U.S. and South Korea will not allow his strategy to be successful. The other reasons, of course, could be two: that one, he is not feeling any love from the international community. The United States and others are distracted with Putin's war in Ukraine, the Taiwan Straits, Iran. But that same condition may also give Kim Jong-un the belief that he has the opportunity to conduct missile tests without any kind of retribution. The last is, of course, what we're seeing already in Russia, and this recent report might confirm this, that North Korea is supporting Russia, at least diplomatically, as they have been. They support Putin's war. They, you know, have maybe sending North Korean workers from the Russian Far East to occupied Ukraine for rebuilding. And now, of course, reports of possible ammunition supplies to Russia. The last thing is that problems on the Korean Peninsula support China and Russia because they're a distraction to South Korea and the United States. So all of these could be reasons for what is happening, but it is very important that South Korea and the United States continue to respond, demonstrating strategic reassurance and strategic resolve, military readiness, and that we are not afraid of any action that North Korea might take.
Gordon, you have a question for David.
Dave, it's reported that the United States and South Korea fired missiles north of the northern limit line, as far north as the North Koreans fired south of that line. Was that the right thing for Seoul and Washington to do?
Absolutely, because that is just another effort to demonstrate that North Korea's strategy is failing and will fail. We will not give in. And I think it was an appropriate response and one that we should continue to make as North Korea does this. And of course, in addition, we need to up our political warfare strategy with a real information warfare campaign, which is also an existential threat to Kim Jong-un. We should continue military readiness, military exercises, but really embark on a human rights upfront approach a strong, cohesive, coherent, comprehensive information and influence campaign. We need to change our strategy to think the long term and solve the Korea question, which is the unnatural division of the Korean Peninsula.
Is this a cash business for North Korea if these reports of the artillery shells are proved out, David? Is North Absolutely. Korea a Home Depot for bad actors?
Absolutely. You can read Bruce Bechtel's tremendous works on North Korean proliferation, and they proliferate to anybody who will pay hard currency. They are proliferating a myriad weapons to conflict zones around the world in return for hard currency, whether it's Iran, Africa, North Africa. Conflict zones around the world are benefiting from North Korean weapons. And it should be no surprise that Russia, who is getting support from Iran, would seek support from North Korea. Their weapons and ammunition are compatible, and I'm sure that Russia will pay top dollar to North Korea, or North Korea will demand top dollar to supply Russia with these arms.
Gordon, you have a question for David.
Dave, North Korea's sale of military items is a violation of UN sanctions. What should the U.S. do?
Well, we should continue to pursue aggressive sanctions enforcement despite the complicity of China and Russia in sanctions evasion. We need to really consider secondary sanctions against financial institutions that are supporting North Korea. And we need to continue to press at the UN for resolutions, even though they will be vetoed by China and Russia. We need to continue diplomatic efforts that put China and Russia on notice for their complicit activities in support of North Korea. Some may believe that those diplomatic activities are wasted, but they will accumulate for accountability of Russia and China. And so we have to continue a full court press using all our instruments of national power, military, economic, informational, and diplomatic.
There's a new administration in Seoul. Is there guidance from Seoul as to what they want to do about the piracy and the provocations, and second, now this shipment of weapons into the battlefield? Can Seoul do something that the U.S. cannot do, David?
I'm not sure if they can, but what I think in terms of the shipment of weapons, the Proliferation Security Initiative, which 105 or 106 countries have signed on to, including South Korea, I think that we should seek aggressive enforcement of the PSI, and we should go after North Korean shipping wherever it is and interdict those weapons transfers. I think that, clearly South Korea can put pressure on North Korea through information and, of course, just demonstrating side by side with the U.S. that North Korea's strategy will fail. And the most important thing that President Yoon and President Biden can do is to stand up to North Korea and never, ever back down, never, ever give in to North Korean coercion.
Gordon, your measure of China's responsibility in this, can China be brought to answer for these reports of weapons flowing into the battlefield? That's specifically what China has been reluctant to do because of fear of sanctions. Can sanctions be visited upon China because it's, what you'd have to say, the big brother of Pyongyang?
Yes. We can impose Section 311 of the Patriot Act to declare Chinese financial institutions to be of primary money laundering concern, and we can disconnect them from their dollar accounts. We should do this because Chinese banks, both large and small, have been openly laundering money through North Korea. And it is the fault of the Biden administration and indeed of the Trump administration for not going after the large Chinese banks that are openly supporting North Korea. Shame on us.
And final question, David. Are you surprised by this report of artillery shells flowing through cutouts, or had you anticipated this? We have 30 seconds.
I'm not surprised. I didn't anticipate it, but I think that our intelligence analysts would. And we know that that North Korea has myriad networks. And so these cutouts are not something that was that has just been developed for this purpose. This is really the global illicit activities network that North Korea operates.
Right.
And they are exploiting that to support Russia and, again, to gain hard currency for the regime.
David Maxwell, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Gordon Chang, I'm John Patch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
If you're a label reader, this one's for you, because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house, in small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients, plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals, and safe for all skin types, even acne-prone. No greenwashing. No filler, just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Hiba Botanica, non-toxic, plastic-free. Always safe for your skin. Shop online at HibaBotanica.com. That's
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.